to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I forgot to watch Jeopardy, so I taped that, and I watched that instead of the national championship game.
So. Well, there was no Jeopardy last night, so.
Damn it, you got me.
You're good.
You got me.
He was watching Bitcoin.
I had old Jeopardies piled up I had to get through.
Oh, you didn't.
And I got about...
I didn't really care about the national championship game at all, and I was watching something else on DVR, and I checked back in, and LSU was winning, and I didn't watch it. But if you want the... they won, by the way, LSU. National championship. Do you want the super early top 25?
No.
Arizona State's 19.
Really?
Yeah. Because Herm signed through 2024, Todd.
I saw that on
you
the
know
crawl.
What Herm does.
Yep. Yeah.
He plays to win the game.
Penn State's number 7. Local teams. Let's check them out here. Local teams. Nebraska not in the top 20. There's three teams tied for 24th. That is Iowa State. Yeah, that's it. And Minnesota, Wisconsin, if you like those guys, whatever. But yeah,
no Les Miles, Kansas, no Kansas State.
Not in the top 25, super early top 25. They call that. By the way, this is super early top 25, but it will be the top 25.
Well, yeah.
Nothing's happening before that. this is the top 25. They're taking into account all the guys are coming back and all the recruits, and that's what they're doing.
Right. They've signed everybody.
That's the top 25, right. Yeah.
Are they not?
Yeah, it's Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, LSU, Oklahoma, Florida, Penn State, Notre Dame, Georgia, Oregon. And it goes on. But Arizona State's 19.
At the beginning of the game, I didn't care either. But and I haven't watched.
No, I was rooting for LSU, I didn't turn it on.
Most of the year. But... the quarterbacks at both those teams.
Amazing, yeah.
Elite.
Right.
That you got to have that if you're going to win the college football national championship.
Yeah,
you absolutely have to have an elite quarterback. There were two of them last night.
Well, you've got the next two presumptive number one picks.
Right.
They didn't want Burroughs and Lincoln. That's a true story, by the way, so don't even try to discount that.
He wouldn't have been surrounded with as much talent had he...
That's what they always
had
say.
Had they wanted him.
Doesn't matter. He'd still be better.
He'd
be better than anybody else they got.
But he wouldn't be throwing 60 touchdowns.
He still would be better.
That's crazy.
He'd make that team better. He'd make any team better. He's amazing. Yeah.
So I watched.
What was the final there?
Yeah. It was, whatever you said, 42-25?
42-25.
Okay, yeah. Taught what he said. Yeah.
And that happened.
I would have watched it, but I was into this new show and watching something. Yeah. You know, it's the NFL's kicking its ass right now.
I shut it down.
They played three college football games that mattered in, 2 months?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's that matter most of the year.
Well, no, but that was it. They played, it was two months.
A month and a half.
Elite. A little long, probably 7 weeks, if you think about it.
The conference championships are like, what, the first weekend in December?
No, I'm not talking about, I'm not even counting about those. I'm talking about the playoff game. Two playoff games and
But I mean, those outside of the playoff games, that was the last time there was a college football game.
But only if one of those teams was involved in getting in there. Like, there was a couple championship games that nobody had a chance getting in the top four anyway, so they didn't matter.
Yeah, either. Those were both the end of December.
And I don't know why they don't see that. I don't know why that they just don't look and say, you know what, people are not caring. I know there'll be a big rating, but they want to watch. We talked about that. How was I talking about this before? Oh, look what happened. If we would, if the NFL would treat this like college, they'd set the game up and they'd say, well, of course the Patriots are going to win. And, of course, the Ravens are going to win. Nah. So why play it on the field? That's what you do. Right, you play it on the field.
But every game matters.
Oh, shut up.
Until you lose a couple.
Yeah,
then it doesn't matter anymore. Right.
Whatever. Congratulations to LSU, like they're listening.
Go Tigers.
Yeah.
They did mention the special hour-long edition of PTI yesterday that if LSU won, and they did, you got to include them in the best college teams of all time.
I heard coming in they were the best ones ever.
Ripe with talent.
Yeah, best ones ever heard coming in.
And actually, I think that was a 55-minute version of PTI because the last 5 minutes they kicked it over to Tim McGraw.
Oh,
that was so brutal.
Yeah.
I tweeted that out. I said, you know what? If you take those two genres separately, you can like them all you want, but they should not be combined.
Well, this was just Tim by himself.
Oh, I know.
But at the end of PTI.
Oh, I missed that part. I saw him later on. No, I saw him later on, and it was featuring somebody, and Shy. And my tweet was, and people obviously liked it because we this rap country-esque has to stop. Holy yes, it sucks. Tim McGraw featuring. Yeah, people love that because it's not music. It's not music.
Well, I mean,
I didn't even like rap rock that much, and rap country is just brutal.
I like Tug McGraw as an actor.
Yes.
And the times I've seen like interviews with him, he seems like a
nice,
likable dude.
He's a liberal country guy, too. I like his
man,
politics, right?
Yeah. His music sucks.
Well, especially when you go featuring a yeah guy.
Well, it's... I mean, it's just formulaic country.
Crap.
It's bad.
It is bad.
Yeah. My tweet was, every time I hear Chris Fowler say Venables, because that's the kid of the coach, the defensive coach, coordinator
Clemson.
Clemson, but he also has a son playing there. Mm-hmm. I hear edibles.
I'm surprised Chris Fowler didn't say, there's always one. You should have tagged him on that. He got mad at me. There's always one.
So you just spent the whole game going, what? What? Edibles?
Edibles.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Especially when I wasn't paying attention. Yeah. I'd whip my head around. Did you say edibles?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. So, consequently, every time I turned into a game, or every time he said that, I ate an edible.
Oh, God.
I barely woke up this morning.
I was going to say, you're still high.
How could they be ranked number one and be preseason number four? Man, they losing everybody?
No, they're losing one dude.
Well, they're losing
they're losing a quarterback, right?
No, yeah. I think that those two starting off at those are both littered with number one picks this
Clemson's
year.
Clemson's guy's quarterback's going to go too, don't you think?
No, he can't.
Oh, he can't. That's right.
He's
only a sophomore, right?
But a lot of the receivers.
That's why he's ranked number one. Clemson's number one, by the way.
A lot of the receivers and all those other guys are gone.
Hey, University of Central Florida, isn't that our second favorite team around here?
Not anymore.
They come in 23rd. So
I don't think so much anymore.
Others getting votes. Nebraska's not in there. Yeah, or Kansas, or Kansas State, or Missouri. All right.
Iowa proper?
Let me look.
Should be.
No, their quarterback's a senior too, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's a senior.
Yeah,
they're not in the top 25. No,
that concerns me because when Arizona State makes the preseason top 25.
19.
They
19,
promptly,
Todd.
Yeah, it takes about 3 weeks before they fall out of it. Yeah.
That was different. This is Herm.
Yeah.
He plays to win the game.
It's a Herm warning.
Because there's a stat on that, and they consistently underperform when they're ranked in the preseason top 25, and vice versa.
That's why they re-signed them.
It's a new era.
2024.
It's a new era, Todd.
2024, Herm Warning. So be happy about that, Todd. You got your guy there, finally.
Looking forward to it.
Until he takes a pro job. I don't think he'll be done. I think he's done with the pros. I think he is. He's a motivator. He's a motivator of young men.
This is his last gig.
Craig Evans will be here. He's a motivator. Craig sounded good lately. He looked good yesterday. He sounded good yesterday. I heard during the appetizer there.
I think little by little
he's kicking
better,
ass, kicking cancer's ass.
He'll come in here and we could actually ask him. But I don't know if we're going to get a straight answer.
No, go Craig. Yeah. I asked him yesterday off the air. By the way, I told him to eat some noodles. it got back to around that. I finally asked him some serious questions about his food. I said, he tried soup. He said, well, tomato soup's too acidy. He said, how about chicken broth? He goes, well, that's what I put on my noodles. And I go, hey, did you try noodles? That's a good idea.
So he's basically eating really bland ramen.
Yep.
Yeah.
With broth on it. He's got chicken broth on it.
Yeah, with broth.
I want to switch it up and put some beef broth on there.
Well, that's probably too salty.
It could be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but broth to begin with.
It's salty.
It's just salty.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I don't know. He's just complaining all the time. That's why I don't ask many questions.
He's really milking the cancer thing.
He's really milking the cancer, exactly. But he'll be in here a little bit.
Not enough, though. Like, if he really wanted to milk it, I suppose he wanted to hang out with people, because he actually seems to get along with the people in the hallway. But
love him, man.
Yeah, if you could pull it, wouldn't you pull the cancer card not to go to some company obligation?
Well, he wanted to come to the party.
Yeah. Well, we were all there.
Yeah, he wanted to come to the party. I pulled the cancer card to not go to any meetings.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Yeah, he didn't want to come to
the show, and I would limp out every day, which is what we do.
We were all there. That was not a motivating factor.
No, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was.
No, there were other people in the hallway that really like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he'd rather hang around. Because he sees us.
That's because they're women.
Yeah, he sees us every day.
He likes the ladies. Craig likes the ladies.
And you know what? The ladies love him.
Yeah, they do. All right, Craig's next. In a few. Nick will be here, of course. Nick's here every day. You haven't figured it out. Nick's our new employee, all right?
Yeah, he won the bet.
He won the bet.
The Chiefs won,
He's allowed to stay.
He gets to come up whatever he wants.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.